Welcome to the Deep Dive. We often hear about artificial intelligence doing these incredible things, almost like magic, right? Seemingly all on its own.
Yeah, beating grandmasters, writing music.
Exactly. But what if, behind almost every so-called autonomous AI, there's actually, well, a lot of human involvement? Kind of hidden.
That's the paradox we're digging into.
Today we're unearthing that.
Yeah.
We want to show why this human-centric approach isn't just, you know, a nice extra. It's pretty much the essential blueprint for AI that actually works well.
It really is. And what's fascinating is how reinforcement learning, RL, fits in. That's the framework where AI agents learn by trying to get rewards, right?
Yeah.
Often finding really novel ways to do things.
Okay.
But our main point here is that RL, fundamentally, it's a human-in-the-loop setup, HITL. Even when the agent looks totally independent, we'll get into why that is.
And that's not just theory, is it? I mean, look at something like ChatGPT. The success of RLHF reinforcement learning from human feedback really drives this home.
Absolutely. Yeah. Perfect example.
It shows how putting user feedback right into the training makes it better for the user, boosts performance. You could almost see it getting smarter because real people are interacting with it.
Exactly. And that HITL thing, it's a huge advantage, especially when figuring out the reward function, like what the AI should aim for, is really tricky. Maybe even impossible to just, you know, write down in code.
How do you code creativity or subtlety?
Right. You can't easily put a number on that. So human input allows for that tweaking, that fine tuning. It improves the agent in ways code alone just can't. It's about embedding our values, our common sense, our expertise into the system.
That makes a lot of sense. But okay, these models are getting super complex. What about the black box problem?
You know,
hidden biases creeping in, or the AI doing weird things we don't expect. Does that risk undermining the whole thing?
That's a critical point. And yeah, as they get more complex, biases and robustness issues, they will pop up. It's almost inevitable.
So what's the fix?
That's where explainable AI, XAI, comes in. It's vital. It helps ensure safety, responsibility, and really just getting people to accept and trust these systems. Doesn't matter if you're an everyday user, a subject expert, or the ML developer building it.
So XAI isn't just about finding problems.
No, it's more than that. Mm-hmm. Sure, it helps developers debug faster, like a high-tech debugger for the AI's thinking. But crucially, it builds trust. It makes the AI's decision process, you know, visible, understandable.
Okay, so we need human input. We need XAI for trust and performance. Let's make this concrete. How does this actually work when people are building and using AI? Where do humans actually plug into the whole process?
Great question. Our sources break it down into four main phases where human involvement is just non-negotiable.
All right, phase one.
Phase one is agent development. This is the ground floor. ML specialists setting things up. XAI here helps show the effects of those early, really important decisions, like how you define the problem or set up that initial reward signal.
Like making sure a forestry robot knows the difference between a dangerous log and, I don't know, a squirrel from the start.
Exactly. You want to avoid flaws right from day one. Then comes phase two, agent learning.
Okay. Training time.
Right. Here, human experts give feedback, guidance, while the agent is learning. And XAI is huge here. It lets us literally see what the agent is focusing on. Things like saliency maps can show what a robot sees as important obstacles.
Like highlighting a tree trunk but ignoring a flower.
Precisely. Or we can give counterfactual feedback, which is basically saying, nope, bad move, you should have gone this way instead, directly correcting its choices.
Got it. What's next?
Phase three. Agent evaluation. Now we test it rigorously. Is it ready for the real world? XAI lets us really dig into the behaviors it learned, look for errors, biases it might have picked up.
How do you do that inspection?
We can use techniques like policy summarization, boiling down complex actions into simpler rules, or maybe graph-based explanations to see how it navigates, check if it's safe, if it works on different types of terrain, like in our forest robot example.
Okay, makes sense. Test, test, test. And the final phase.
Agent deployment. It's out there now, interacting with actual users. XAI here is all about trust and smooth interaction.
So for our forestry robot.
Maybe simple visual cues. A green light for I'm proceeding safely. Red for hold on, obstacle. Or maybe sounds, like beeps if it's unsure about something. Things that make it clear what it's doing and keep everyone safe.
So wrapping this up, it seems the takeaway isn't just about AI getting smarter on its own.
Not at all.
It's really about building this intelligent, transparent partnership between humans and machines right from the very beginning all the way through to everyday use.
Absolutely. And that leads to a really important question for you listening right now. As AI gets woven deeper into our lives, our jobs, our world, what new ways of working with it, what new kinds of understanding will you need to develop to really harness what it can do and help guide where it goes next?